Welcome to the Smart City Podcast. So glad you found us. This is a podcast focused on all things Unicity, brought to you by Cincinnati Bell's Smart City Division, fueling innovation and opportunity. I'm Annette, the Corporate Impact Manager for Cincinnati Bell. Joining me in the studio is John Putnam, Director of Unicity at Cincinnati Bell. John, welcome back.
Great to be here.
So in episode one, you talked about the foundational pillars of Smart City. And today I'd like to take a deeper dive into the pillar of thriving neighborhoods. Can you talk a little bit more about what that means?
Certainly. What a lot of people don't realize is that in many inner city and in rural communities, there's an absence of access to high-speed internet. So anywhere between 20, 30, 40% of people within the community don't have access to high-speed internet. So it makes it difficult for many aspects in their life that you and I take for granted to be successful because they don't have that access.
Can you talk a little bit more about the implications of the digital divide on education?
Absolutely. So if you think about it, in both urban areas and in rural areas, if there is no high-speed internet, how does a student continue that learning process after 3 o'clock? So all day long at school, they have access to high-speed internet, but they go home and many communities are no longer using traditional textbooks. All the lesson plans and grades and resources that they need to continue that education process are now online. If you don't have access to a high-speed internet connection, you're left behind. People are going to libraries or even fast food restaurants or sitting in parking lots of places that have high-speed internet in order to continue that education process. But I'll take it one step further. You know, think about pre-K. How many young children these days have access to tablets and all sorts of resources that get them better prepared to go away to school and improve their reading skills and their math skills prior to kindergarten? If you don't have access to high-speed internet, certainly these opportunities to be better prepared for school are limited. And then you start, you know, a year or two in the hole as versus those children who do have access to high-speed internet.
So, and you mentioned in episode one, you talked about financial empowerment. And how does the smart city technology solve that problem or kind of assist in solving, you know, the issues around financial empowerment?
We've talked about the education and children, but think about adults who don't have access to high-speed internet. So you think about you and I checking our bank balances, paying bills online, you know, looking at our credit card balances. You don't have those opportunities when you don't have access to high-speed internet. So it ends up being a financial world that revolves around check cashing services, buy here, pay here, money orders to pay.
Predatory lending, stuff like that.
Exactly. So I looked at the numbers and crunched the numbers not long ago. And you know, you're looking at probably 10, 15% of people in these communities income going to service fees to check cashing services and money orders to pay bills. And these are the people that can least afford to give up 10% of their income for these financial services. So how can we partner with a bank to first and foremost educate people and then move them to a more healthy financial situation that will allow them to make better financial decisions?
And I think really kind of when you look at your holistic life, hand in hand with finances comes healthcare. And one thing we talked about in the last episode was how healthcare affects thriving neighborhoods and kind of that life cycle. Could you talk a little bit more, go into detail about healthcare and kind of those partnerships with Smart City?
Sure. They're all interrelated. I mean, if you think about how you make a community healthy, you know, the requirements are, you know, I need to have a job, I need to have housing, I need to have transportation, and I need to be healthy. So one of the things that we look at in a smart city solution is how do we help educate people in terms of all of those things, but as it comes to, or as it pertains to healthcare, as you log on to one of our smart city networks, we learn information about you. we could use that information to advertise, but we would much rather use that information to help improve and create that thriving neighborhood. And one of the ways we can do that is by delivering targeted medical messaging. So this time of year, an old guy like me can get a reminder to get a flu shot. Mm-hmm. You know, a young lady like yourself might get information that's much more pertinent to being a young female. So one of the examples I always use is once you reach 40 as a female, it's time to have that mammography. Mm-hmm. We can communicate to women over 40 the importance of having a mammography. And then when is the mobile mammography unit going to be in your neighborhood? And allow you through that high-speed internet connection to schedule an appointment and take advantage of those types of resources. So we can use the information we gather for a positive, message within the community by using that medical messaging.
So, John, can you elaborate any more on some of these specific partnerships that you just discussed?
A lot of times we have projects that are bridging the digital divide projects where we have upfront funding that's coming from grants. And the problem becomes a sustainability issue. Once the grant funding has ended, how do we generate revenue so that the project can continue? Through these medical and financial partnerships, the financial partner or medical partner can contribute to delivering those medical messages or financial messages, and it becomes a sustainable model that continues after the grant funding is over.
Well, John, this has been incredibly enlightening. Thank you so much for joining us and taking us through this first pillar of Smart City. We look forward to having you back, but thank you so much for being with us today.
I appreciate it, and it certainly gets easier the second time around.
Every time. Thanks, John. Thank you for listening to the Smart City Podcast. This episode was hosted by Annette DiTommaso, with editing and production by Matt Mulcahy. Special thanks to today's guest, John Putnam, an expert on all things Smart City and one of the leaders of Unicity, Cincinnati Bell's Smart City Division. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email at unicity@cinbell.com. That's unicity@cinbell.com. Or visit unicity.cincinnatibell.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we hope to have you back soon.